This is When Bits Hit the Fan, where we keep an eye on tech news so you don't have to. And when bits hit the fan, we bring it right to you. Each time a major tech news story breaks, I, Taylor Uden, and James Schuler translate the facts and show you how it impacts your business. So, if you feel like you're inundated with tech stories, let us guide you through When Bits Hit the Fan.
All right, Taylor, don't kill me, but I got an idea. You ready?
Yep.
I think we take this mic to the bar. I've got an interview I want to do, but I don't know why. I just feel like it's better at the bar. Is there any reason we shouldn't?
It sounds fun. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, pack up the mic then. Make sure you include the Log4j and let's get going.
See you there.
Hey guys, we are not coming today from the Greenspoint studio. We are outside in the 84 degree Christmas heat at Sawyer Park, enjoying high school state championship football and a Christmas party for our office. We don't know if the background noise will allow for this episode to even be used, but we thought it'd be fun to have the mic hot the entire day so that you can see the company deteriorate and implode amongst itself as we consume more and more alcohol. Speaking of consuming alcohol, I've got most of the office here already. Taylor, of course, is with me. Taylor?
Hey, what's up?
No alcohol yet.
No, we're sitting here waiting.
Andy Salazar, you got here at 11 a.m.
Kicking it off.
We actually wanted to bring the topic of everything we heard in the news about Apache and Log4j to the masses, the millions of you now listening, who've made us a top 100 tech podcast. Unbelievable, the demand to hear our short stories of what's in the news, which brings us back to our title, our names, and everything else we haven't done yet in our normal intro. I'm James Schuler, and this is When Bits Hit the Fan.
I'm Taylor Uden, also your host.
We already introduced Taylor. Good job, Taylor. Remember, guys, we keep an eye on the tech news so that you don't have to, but when bits hit the fan, we bring the tech news to you. So Log4j, Taylor, go ahead, tell us all about it. This might be the most technical of vulnerabilities and news stories we've heard so far. I'm sure what I tell you will be generally accurate, but there's probably enough people around me that are going to chime in and say, hold up, that's not anywhere near correct. So, Ariel, if I say something wrong, don't bring it up. Just let me finish my sentence. Fair? Thank you. All right, so in most of the breaches we hear about in the news, almost all of them are an actual outage. Somebody's actually hurt. In this case, it's a vulnerability that's known, a patch is available, and nobody's really been hurt by it yet. There were plenty that they received espionage threats from China, from Russia. I think Iran is threatening to do some ransomware from it, but no one's actually down. It's just a vulnerability. So, why is everyone freaking out about it? Well, that might be the biggest reason that everyone's freaking out about it, is your imagination can run wild with just about any news story that's out there. So if you go to the internet, you've likely experienced products that use Log4j. If you've read the internet recently, you've likely heard the debate, is it called Log4j or is it called Logforge? Seems like it should be called Logforge. Logging and forging seem to go together well, but no, it is indeed Log4j. So if you talk about it at home, bring it up to your spouse, call it Log4j so you don't sound too dumb. The next thing on my mind on this topic is if you've been to the internet and supplanted, what's that word? Submitted information on the internet with the intent to get back files or a web page, it's likely Apache software and the backend Log4j, the logging software, that's providing that data back to you. If it's taken over correctly by cyber terrorists or bad actors, then there's even better chance that you're going to wind up having someone take over your systems or read your information. So if you build your own software leveraging Apache and not IIS, or leveraging Apache with logging software on it, then there's a swell chance that you are indeed in danger of this, but you're probably not currently at risk of something negative. Just patch it. You just need to patch it. You know what the patch is called?
Tell me.
Log4j2.
Sounds
Log4j 2 came out about a month ago. So let's just pretend for a minute that we are hourly workers. If I were an hourly worker, I'd put my time clock in when I got in every day and when I left. My lunch break would be listed there. That's likely hosted by a company called Kronos. Have we heard of Kronos? Anybody heard of Kronos before? We got a new guy at the table who's being quiet. He's not raising his hand. Recently out of college, has not yet had to deal with Kronos. But most of you veterans who are listening today, y'all know Kronos. Kronos is currently so impacted by it, they pulled their systems from the wall. They're down. So they're telling people to prepare for paper paychecks for all the people they support because they can't do it. Think about if you use VMware, if you got a firewall that's got a portal to it that you get into or an intranet system, odds are they use Apache and Log4j is probably part of it. So if that was down, what would happen to your business? That's the big fear. Isn't the direct issue of having to patch Apache in your environment. It's what happens when the systems that you rely on day in, day out, go down because of a product you've never heard of before. Taylor, you'd be a funny joke.
Yeah.
What if you hadn't started recording at all and you're just making me look like a loud talker at a bar?
No.
Is it recording?
Yeah, we're going.
Oh, that's good.
I have a question, so whenever your rant is done.
Interrupt me. I didn't know anyone was listening.
I have a question for Andy, actually. Andy, I'm just curious from a customer perspective, are they asking, are they wondering about this? Like, what's going on? Are people worried, or is it just like a false news that everyone's blowing up for no reason?
Well, everyone's worried because they don't know if they're vulnerable to it. They actually don't have visibility or even know whether they use Apache or what Log4j is even associated with. So it's just a big question mark that everyone seems to have. So it takes some investigation into their environment and a close deep dive look to scan and see if they've actually got this in their environment or if one of their service providers is using it. So they're having to ask all their vendors.
Yeah, is that something we do? Are we able to dig into, if someone's a customer with us, are we able to understand that?
So we can either look through the classic telemetry data and just watch for malicious activity to come in. But on the other end,
Andy, I can't think of the word submitted, and you said telemetry. Continue.
But even better than that would be a more proactive approach, and that's having managed vulnerability scanning, which we do offer, but not enough customers have in their environment today. So, but the handful that do, they're getting covered.
That's a good question, Taylor. It makes me think the same thing for some of our project guys. I know, like Ariel's talking to a lot of our clients too. I don't know that Ariel is getting the direct feedback, but I'm curious. Can we ask him the same question?
Yeah.
Ariel, are you hearing from any clients that they're concerned about Log4j?
Yes, we actually talked to somebody this morning that was having having some concerns. One of their customers needed to be assured that they did not have. So we were able to get that information to them today.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point too. With the misunderstandings about Log4j today and who's actually directly impacted by it, I've heard private equity companies too are going to their portcos and they're saying, "Tell me now, what applications do you have with Log4j on it?" Well, it was funny, Taylor. We just had an interview with Anthony, our CISO, right? And he was saying that a vendor risk assessment is important, and I think a lot of people believe it's important, but they pass on that. They don't get it done because there's more priorities to do. Well, now it's more important than ever. Now you got to figure not just what applications am I using that make my business money, but which ones keep me up and running. Yeah, our CRM tool is powered by AWS. We learned when AWS had an outage that it turns out we are more reliant on AWS than we knew.
More often than not, you find these things out after the fact and not before the fact.
Yeah, I hate finding things out that way. That's the worst way to find things out. I like to find out in advance. I know our customers are the same, right? They don't want any surprises. So we got more people around here. Who knows what the background sounds are like? But I am curious about more people now. Can we ask more people this question?
Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you ask? We got some different faces here.
Yeah.
Some people from our NOC.
Mitch. Yeah. Anybody talking about Log4j with you? Anybody scared about it?
Oh, it's horrible. It's the pandemic of our times.
What?
Am I live right now?
Yeah. So I want to know a little more about that. I think you're probably saying that bit tongue in cheek, but are you getting a lot of calls about it for sure?
No, I haven't heard much on our end yet, but I saw the emails and stuff from our ticket system providers letting us know that they are taking care of vulnerabilities.
Well said. Well said. They're taking care of vulnerabilities. That might be a bumper sticker before this year's over. There's a theory that we're not going to know the impact of what happened with Log4j for 3 to 5 years. We may not. A lot of service providers, including Center, let their customers know that it exists, and that secondly, we're doing something about it. So why don't we talk about just real quick what we're doing about it? You may not know this, Mitch. Yeah, so this is kind of cool. Of the four things that matter, a clean copy of data, proactive threat hunter, visibility, security gaps, and a response plan. The third one, visibility and security gaps, is done by a recurring vulnerability scan program. And if that vulnerability scan was occurring, then you would be able to see that this patch was available for Log4j or your Apache software. Now, let's just say something did get past that, just being a vulnerability, you're actually breached by it. Well, good news, if you have a proactive threat hunter, it would have found that without the human element to it. At worst case, if that failed, then you could leverage your clean copy of data to get up and running. Ariel, you just tapped me on the shoulder with some great knowledge. What did you just say?
Yeah, I was saying the last thing that you want in your environment is penetration. So get with James. We'll get some stuff set up to avoid that for you.
Well, guys, we're thrilled that y'all could be part of our Christmas party. The implosion is starting faster than I thought. So we're going to go. Taylor, can you sign us off?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us at Sawyer Park, not in Greenspoint Studio today. We'll see you next time.